Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon says conservatism is key in Wyoming's fight over climate change. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon says Wyoming needs to fight climate concerns with traditional conservatism and economic expansion, not stagnation. Cowboy State Daily reported in his message to open the 40th annual Governor's Business Forum on Tuesday, Gordon said America has entered a state of economic doldrums because of political partisanship, fractionalization, and a loss of focus on what needs to be done to move the country forward. Gordon said there's a struggle between conservatism and populism, and that traditional conservatism is the true American way. He believes the country is getting distracted by noise instead of solving problems. Gordon said, if we are going to do really well as a nation, we need to come together to understand we all do better when we make sure we leave this place just a little bit better for our time here. As he has consistently done throughout his time as governor, Gordon touted his all-of-the-above energy policy and said Wyoming understands the value of balancing use of natural resources with conservation. Gordon said Wyoming is particularly well positioned within the energy sector because of its natural resources and ongoing dedication to green energy, as well as traditional fossil fuels like oil and coal. Gordon said these are things that are going to be used to power our future, where electricity becomes ever more important. In recent weeks, Gordon has caught heat from some Republicans for saying the state is dedicated to fighting climate change and becoming carbon negative. Last week, State Senator Sherry Steinmetz of Lingle, 29 other state legislators, and Secretary of State Chuck Gray signed a letter inviting Gordon to debate climate change and the merits of his carbon negative policy. Although a spokesperson for Gordon said that he would be open to the forum, Steinmetz said Gordon hasn't directly responded to the request, which he has until Friday to do so. On Tuesday, Gordon also made the assertion that more people freeze than die from heat exhaustion in Wyoming. But according to Statistica.com, in 2022, 148 people died from extreme heat and 22 people died from extreme cold in the United States. But in Wyoming, those numbers are starkly different, despite there being a much smaller statistical group. According to the Wyoming Department of Health, more people have died from the cold rather than the heat every year dating back to 2010. Gordon said, we can provide that heat and we can do it in a way that is innovative and responsible and provides incredible opportunities for this institution and others to go forward. He said our ability to advance and move into a future that is responsible and has tremendous opportunity has never been greater or more focused than it has been right here in Wyoming. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.